Hi, I'm Matt. I'm one of the first test drivers of robot cars. This is the story of my dead wife, the robot car.
What's happening?
How am I doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm great.
Good to hear
that. She killed someone. I'm not doing well at all, man. She killed somebody.
Right, and we are taking care of that and addressing it, and it's,
It's fucked up. It's the most fucked up thing ever.
People die all the time, Matt.
Joyce.
These things happen, and we have a whole department to deal with them. So you can rest assured that that person is going to remain dead, and you're not going to hear about it. So today we're going to have you sit in the passenger seat. That's exciting.
Finally, someone's going to be with me? Who's going to be sitting in the driver's seat?
Nobody. The driver assist autopilot's going to take over.
Oh, hell yeah. Ooh, you're in for a rough ride. Now we can finally have some fun.
Okay, man. I've already explained this. She's already been taking over the wheel, and there is no way, man. She fucking died driving. I don't let her drive now.
I was drunk, stupid. I can't get drunk in this form. Right, Daddy? I mean, like, what, you're gonna pour booze in my gas can? If you can make me drunk, then you better get me a drink right now. Wait, does booze in the gas can, would that work? Would I feel something?
No. Well, we can try it, but I don't think so.
Doesn't she know? She doesn't have a gas can even. It's an electric fucking car.
It's a car. All cars have gas cans. If they're electric or not.
Do you see what's happening here?
Gas cans, carburetor, spark plug, wheels.
You guys are putting all the intelligence into bothering me and not into the car actually working.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Are you farting?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are testing, right? This is all supposed to be a test. She failed the test, okay? She killed someone. She failed the test, so it's over. The test is done.
Luckily, that person is a smart toilet now, so their AI lives on. And
see? Happy ending.
Nobody wants to be a toilet. We're done. They're dangerous. The AI's dangerous. They failed the test. We're done.
Matt.
It's over.
It's not over. It's in your contract. You have to do this.
Well, and fuck the contract.
Well, I would hate for anyone to see the video of you in the car killing somebody.
Oh, yeah, I have a dash cam installed on my fucking motherboard or whatever.
All right, we've got to update the AI on that. But it does have a dash cam, and it's just installed on the dashboard.
This is fucked up, man. This is fucked up. You're threatening me. You're blackmailing me.
I'm not.
You just said if I don't do this.
It's just That
okay,
video.
I'm doing it, man.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Fine. Last time I don't fucking read a contract.
All right. And we also need you to get drunk today.
What?
Well, you should know the alcohol industry is putting a lot of money into robot car development. Self-driving cars will make it cool to drive drunk again. People will now be able to get dangerously intoxicated and remain totally safe.
That sounds like my kind of party.
God, you're saying alcohol companies want this shit?
Yes.
But that means I have to rely on my car to safely get me home?
Exactly.
It's cackling. My car is cackling.
No, it's laughing joyously.
You're all mine now.
Okay, this is the first time you've driven without my hands on the steering wheel, so maybe you want to start out slow.
Yeah, finally.
Well, I'll start out slow. I said slow!
I'll
oh my god!
Start out however I want. I'm not even going that fast.
Jesus Christ.
Just relax and enjoy it.
Well, it's not enjoyable. It's like being on a fucking roller coaster. There's no one at the steering wheel.
I know what'll help you relax.
What?
Let's play a little game.
I don't want to play a game.
It'll be fun, like a drinking game. You're supposed to be drinking, Matt.
I know I'm supposed to be drinking.
Okay, they might hurt you.
Because it's the middle of the day, and I've never been in a car with no driver drinking. It's a little weird.
This is what you're supposed to be doing. This is your assignment from the secret company.
All right, let's play what game?
Okay, let's play Truth or Dare.
You used to always want to play this, and you somehow cheated at it. Fine, let's play Truth or Dare. This should be interesting.
Okay, Truth or Dare.
Oh boy. Truth.
I dare you to drink a sip of
I just said truth. You went right to a dare. That's not how truth or dare. Fine, I'll do the dare. I drank bourbon. My turn. Hold on. God damn it.
Nice, huh? It's kind of fun drinking in the middle of the day.
Maybe. All right. Dare. I dare you to not be mean to me and criticize me for the rest of the day.
No, I'm not doing that. Okay, truth or dare?
That's what you should be doing anyway.
Matt, truth or dare? Play, for God's sake.
Dare.
Put your hand on the cigarette lighter.
You want me to burn my hand on the cigarette lighter?
Yeah, you have to hold it there for 10 seconds.
10 seconds even? No, I'm not doing that.
Fine,
truth.
You want to do a truth?
Yes, truth.
Have you had sex since I died?
That is none of your business.
Matt, have you? Truth.
That is so none of your business.
Slimy little asshole.
I don't even know what you're reacting to.
I am shocked that you even know how to have sex with anyone who's not giving you a play-by-play instruction on how to do it.
Okay, you happy? I haven't had sex since you died. Does that make you happy?
Is that the truth?
That is the truth, God damn it.
That does make me happy.
Why would that make you happy? Don't you want me to move on with my life?
No, I want you to stay stuck in an emotional abyss.
You are awful.
You're awful.
You're awful as a car and as a dead wife.
I dare you to drink more bourbon.
Okay, you know what?
What?
No more truth to you and no more dares. I'm just gonna drink. Fuck it.
Good.
Give me that fucking bottle.
Go on, Matt.
Fuck it.
Drink up.
I'd rather swig whiskey than fucking tell a car about my sex life.
Okay, fine. Drink up. Enjoy it. I'm changing the oxygen levels in the car so
what?
You can feel the buzz a little bit more.
I want to be drunk, goddammit. I don't even fucking care anymore.
Give me a little.
You make me pour on the carpet.
Give me a little nip. Pour it in the bin. Pour it in the
bin. I want to be drunk. I don't fucking care anymore.
I want to be drunk.
I don't fucking care anymore.
I want to be drunk.
I don't fucking care anymore.
I want to be drunk.
I don't fucking care anymore.
You were drunk.
Oh, fuck. You drove me while I was passed out.
I did, but look at you. You're safe.
Where the fuck are we?
Well...
We're in the fucking woods.
I said good morning, but maybe I should have said, good day, mate.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Australia. We're in the outback now.
Joyce, you did not drive me to the fucking outback.
Yes.
Where are we? We're out in the fucking woods.
Are we
on a mountain?
The outback. We're in the outback on a mountain in Australia.
Why are you trying to convince me we're in Australia? You can't drive to Australia.
I guarantee you, up at the top of one of these trees, there's a koala.
How did you drive to Australia over the ocean?
It's easy. You just keep going forward fast. And you don't sink.
Okay, there's somebody. God damn it. I can't believe you drove me up a fucking mountain without my permission. She looks like she's freaked out.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Lost.
Oh, there you go.
Don't know where we are.
Okay.
We're in Australia, right?
What? No, this isn't Australia at all. It's Southern California.
Yeah, I know. Can you tell us how to get down? This is a mountain. Are we on a mountain?
Yeah, you're at a mountain. There's actually there's actually a pretty big forest fire spreading down pretty quick because the winds, the San Anita winds, they're coming after.
There's a fire?
There is a fire. Can I get in?
Look what
in?
You did. You drove us into a fire.
We're going right into
can I
it.
Please get in with you guys? We can just turn around
sure.
and get out
nope,
of there.
Nope,
sure, no
wait.
Problem.
Doors locked.
Hey, don't drive.
Doors
wait,
locked.
Wait, quit driving.
Don't
wait,
drive wait, off wait, from this lady.
Wait, and we don't drive into the fire either, Al. Hey, no,
hey
no, no,
don't leave her.
We're going into that fire, Matt.
Go the opposite way.
No, we're going into
turn
the
it around.
Fire.
Let go of the steering wheel.
Ever seen
give
backdraft?
Give me control of the steering wheel.
Have you ever seen backdraft?
I've seen it.
Good, then you know what this is going to look like.
Backdrafts only happen in houses. A backdraft happens from opening a door.
Then we're going to open the door to hell and get a back.
This lady in.
Help. Let me in and let's turn around. We gotta go.
My car's not letting me open the doors. Can you climb in the window?
What do you
nope,
mean
nope,
your car's
window
not letting
up.
You?
Don't
I'll
close the window, on
window
her.
Window up.
Oh
I'm
God.
Sorry. I'll come back around. Joyce, do not drive away from that woman. Where are you heading?
We're going into the fire, Matt.
Why would you do that?
Purgatory.
What?
Purgatory.
Death Life, the Robot Cars, Stitch Original, written by and starring Matt Besser, also starring Mary Holland, featuring Dan Lipper, Danielle Snyder, Horatio Sands, Nikki Blakelock, Will Wilson,
John Gabrus, Sean Carter,
Matt Newell, and Buster Sidaros. Original music composed by Dan Deacon.
Our engineer and producer is
Brett Morris. Our senior producer is John Asante. Our executive producer is Colin Anderson. Thank you for listening, and spread the word.